Hello, Natalia.
Yes.
It's good to hear you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I think we have a great connection. This is Natalia, whose profile number is 89054 from Poltava, Ukraine. Natalia, again, thank you for letting us call you on your Saturday night.
I am glad to hear you too, and I'd like to speak you to find a man of my dream, to find my hero, and to be happy, to make him happy, and to be happy with him.
I am sure that you will find your hero. I am certain that you will find a nice man. Perhaps he is listening to us now. We have very nice men listening, and they would love to meet someone like you, Natalia. So if it's okay, I will ask you some questions for them so we can know more about you, okay?
Okay.
I mentioned that we have all seen your pictures, your very, very lovely pictures.
They were done by a professional photographer.
Well, I think his work was very easy because you are very lovely.
Thank you for the compliment.
It's true. Did he ask you to become a professional model?
No, he wished me to find my destiny, my future husband, and to be happy with him. It's more important than to be a model.
It's excellent. It's true. It's very true, I think. Well, Natalia, as I mentioned, we have very nice men who are listening, and they are from different cities in America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that you cannot see us, but I'm sure that some men will write to you soon and send their pictures, and you will know who was listening to you during this call, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like you, they would like to meet someone who is ready for love and marriage and family, their destiny, their future. And I talk to them all the time, and they're very nice guys. So it's a pleasure to introduce you to them as well.
Thank you.
And I guess I should ask first, Natalia, when did you join this marriage agency, and what made you decide to do that? In America, someone like you could be married in 1 minute. If you decided to be married in America, such a beautiful girl would be married in 1 minute.
I don't want to be married in 1 minute. I want to know the person and to meet with him in reality and know him better, and then we will decide what we can do.
Of course. Of course. Excellent. So I guess we're wondering when you decided to join the marriage agency, and did you find that it's difficult to meet somebody in Poltava for marriage and for family and this kind of thing?
I was married. I am divorced now, and I have a son. He is 9. And I was upset because of our men. I know a lot of Ukrainian men, and our points of view to life, to family, are not the same. They have another thought about family, about everything. So I think that people and family have to do everything together and respect each other and make everything to build strong relations. And each of person of the family has to put his own His own wood in the fire of life, of love.
I like that very much. That's very clever. I like that very much. Everyone has to put his own wood in the fire of love. That is the best quote I've ever heard. That's great. You are very charming. You have a great personality and a lovely voice, and your English is terrific. So
I can't explain everything that I want, but I'll try to draw a picture and send you. How do I imagine my future and my future family?
I would like to see this picture. I think you're doing a great job. I think you're doing just terrifically to explain this to us. So perhaps Ukrainian men are not thinking about family and children and true love, and you are hoping to meet a man who is thinking only of family and love and marriage and this happiness together.
Yes. You understood me completely.
Because you said it so well. You spoke so well. Of course I understood.
Not as well as I want, but I'll try to improve my English.
Not at all. Your English is wonderful. And Natalia, I mentioned yesterday, I have a lovely wife, Victoria. I'm very proud of her. We love each other very much, and it's a pleasure to help people like you and some of these men find each other. It's a great opportunity for us, a great job for us.
She's from Ukraine?
She is from St. Petersburg, Russia, actually.
Mm-hmm. But it's the same.
Yes, the cultures are very similar, yes.
Yes.
Thank you for saying that. Well, mm-hmm. I guess I should ask Natalia more about him. As you said, you don't want to just get married to anyone.
Yes.
And you obviously want someone who is family-oriented. Can you say a little about his qualities? What qualities do you like in a man? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'll try. I'm not waiting for a hero from the Playboy or a film star or people without bad features. Each of us has some bad features, but some of them we can accept and some are not.
Uh-huh.
He has to be reliable, honest, faithful. We have to respect each other in our relations. We have to trust to each other. And whenever things are bad or good, we have to tell everything to each other, to speak, to discuss all the questions, and build our relations on trust and honest.
Yeah.
But he has to have opportunity to, I don't know this word, I have to use my dictionary, I'll tell you another time.
Sure. But I like what you've said. Very, very much, that he should be reliable and honest and faithful.
Yes.
Very, very important to be faithful. Without trust, love is not possible.
Yes.
Somebody who is open with his feelings. Sometimes when times are difficult, people don't talk to each other, and it is hard to fix what is wrong. So somebody who will talk, who will be open.
Sorry, I found this word.
Yes.
He has to have the possibility to hold his family, to keep his family. Do you understand what I want to say?
The possibility to
hold, to keep his family.
Yes, to support his family.
Support, yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's a greatest possibility to have a family.
Yes.
Because if he is alone, he just think about him and he can do what do he want. But if he has family, it's a great responsibility, as he will have wife and children in future, and he has to think that he will have some duties before his family.
And you know, I think, honestly, Natalia, I believe that very many American men feel this way. We will do anything for our families. We will work very hard for them. We feel a duty to our wife and definitely to our children. And it is what makes a man in America complete. It's what makes him whole to have this family that is secure and well. Very important to us. So it seems that what you are looking for and what the men who are listening are looking for is very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, Natalia, that being reliable and being honest and faithful is very important. I am sure the men listening feel the same way. They would like to meet a woman who is faithful and reliable and honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad if it's true, but we can speak everything that we want, but the much better what do we do in real life.
Yes.
Not just speak, but you have to do it.